You are welcome to the 5-minute daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu, and our Bible text is Psalm 31 and verse 24. Be of good courage, and it shall strengthen your heart, all you who hope in the Lord. Usually when you tell someone to be of good courage, it could be in the face of that person going to face some tough time, some physical, maybe warfare, things like that. But you will notice that consistently, the scripture talks about us being of good courage. I want to say to you that it takes courage to walk with God. It takes courage to trust God. And that is why you will keep seeing the Lord coming to tell us and say, be of good courage. Be of good courage. Without courage, we can't walk with God. It takes courage to trust God, to just simply hold on to His word that He has said something and you are living your life by that thing. It takes courage. And you know, when you walk with God, you will have hope. He said, all you who hope in the Lord, or all you who trust in the Lord. That's how we walk with the Lord, by simply trusting Him. But then He said, and He shall strengthen your heart. You see, can you imagine? You are hoping for something. You are trusting God for something. And God is saying, don't give up. Be of good courage. I'm going to strengthen your heart. Is that what you are hoping to hear? Is it not that what you are expecting is that, don't worry, that thing you are trusting me for, it will come tomorrow. But God didn't promise that. He said, I will strengthen your heart. You must understand how God works in order for you to be able to walk with God. Oftentimes, our own focus is on our expectations. But God's focus is always on our transformation. It's as if God is holding those things we are looking for to help our heart to become involved in the transformative process. And it is that God is focusing on. It's as if those things we are looking for, their motivation, God is using it as a motivation. I say, okay, you are trusting me for this. No problem, I will do it. But while you are waiting, impatience will be revealed in your heart. Sometimes you may want to even get offended at God. All those things are already in your heart. God knows they are there. So He will be using that waiting period to help you get rid of those things, to get rid of all of those things from your heart. So God is focused on you being transformed into Christ-likeness. It's not about giving us things. There's nothing we want that God cannot give us in a moment. And I'm telling you, as you grow and go along with God, you will look back and thank God for the things He didn't give you. One of the things you will thank God for as you are maturing in Christ are those things you asked God for years back that God didn't grant. You will now be grateful and say, God, thank you. There are requests I prayed. If God had granted it, I would have missed my way in life. But I didn't understand it as at that time like that. It was years later when I look back that I thank Him. But be rest assured that He will strengthen your heart. He will help you to trust Him. He will help you to hold on. Let me tell you, sometimes it can be very discouraging following God. That is why you must be of good courage. And your heart must continuously be strengthened. So one of the prayers you can pray is, oh Lord, strengthen my heart. My prayer is that the heart of everyone shall be strengthened. In Jesus' mighty name. Thank you for listening. You can reach us on this number, +234 818 615 7852. In case you want to find out more about the ministry, please visit livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.